You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the season 6 champion of The Masked Singer, Jewel. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too. Congratulations. So, wow, The Masked Singer is really stepping up their caliber of singers that they have on the show here. What made you want to do the show in the first place? Were you a fan already?
I'd seen the show in Asia, actually, and just loved the kitschiness of the show. When it came to the States, I didn't necessarily have any reason to do it. You know, it's funny, what ended up making me do it is it's something not a lot of people talk about in the industry, but being a mom and a musician is hard. This industry is not kind to women, much less moms. It's hard because, you know, a musician has to travel and be gone. So to find shows that let me do something creatively that is new for me, as well as lets me promote something and get that type of exposure without being away from my son for a long time, was a real win for me.
That's like the perfect combo of all those things you just discussed. You're right. Your costume was the Queen of Hearts. Did you have any connection with that character? Did you get to select it, or they just suggested it and you were like, okay.
I do a lot of visual art. I don't ever show my work, but I do a lot of sculpture at home. And I had been working on a piece about this heart that was breaking open and light was coming out through the sort of eye that was like a heart. The star sort of, it was an eye breaking out of this heart. And it was based on a poem, this line that I wrote that said, "A heart is destined to be broken, but it's what we do with the pieces that make us extraordinary." And so when the show came to me, I wanted to base my costume off of that one-eyed heart that I had been sculpting. And the show designers were just incredibly wonderful at helping me convert that into a costume.
Wow, that's the most thorough explanation I've ever heard regarding the costume. And then ironically, your new EP, or I should say coincidentally, Queen of Hearts, there are all the songs you performed on the show, right? And you had a lot. You were kind of Katy Perry, Gaga, Marvin Gaye. Is that essentially reflect your taste in music?
Yeah, I grew up listening to just great songs and what I thought were great artists. Everybody from Edith Piaf to Patsy Cline to Marvin Gaye. And I love great pop music. Smart pop songs are so hard to write. So it was fun for me just to pay homage to the variety of styles and genres that I like and get to show off my range across all the styles.
Yeah, I like that you mix it up, keep it diverse. What about new originals? Anything in the works for 2022?
Yeah, I have a new album coming out called Freewheeling Woman, and I'll probably tour on it this summer. It's a new style for me. It's sort of a soul pop album.
Oh, cool.
You know, I've never written for my voice. I don't know why. I write my own songs. You think I would write for my range, but I never have. I've just always tried to tell the story. So with this album, I really wanted to show my range more, and so wrote a style that I think shows me off vocally as much as lyrically.
Nice. Does that mean touring as well, maybe in the works?
Yeah, I think I'll tour this summer. I've been talking to my friend Pat from Train. Maybe we'll head out together. We'll see.
I was just thinking about it, and it's hard to believe that your hit, You Were Meant For Me, is turning 25 years old. What do you think was the tipping point that made that song a hit?
You know, it was funny because I came out at the height of grunge. I was a really sincere folk singer. You know, the coolest thing in the world during grunge was cynicism, and I was a really sincere, earnest, authentic little folk singer. And oddly, doing this show kind of reminded me of that. It was just my heart. Like this show, even though it's so kitschy and so silly, really allowed me to share what I really stand for, which is that journey from going from your mind to your heart and trying to be heartfelt.
That's awesome. And like a great film, great songs, just timeless. And it's sounds as great as ever. You mentioned your children. Oh, you have one child, Jewel?
Yeah, I have a little 10-year-old boy.
Oh, 10 years old now. Oh, gosh, I'm right there with you. What's he getting into? What's he want for Christmas?
My son plays drums, so he's just kind of, and he plays a little guitar, so he wants, you know, like guitar pedals and drum gear.
Nice.
And Legos, of course, you know, the eternal Lego.
Yeah, that's when I was playing drums back in the day. Oh, very cool. So he obviously has musical aspirations. Was that encouraged, or he just kind of picked the heat? That's something he saw and wanted to do?
Yeah, it's just his own thing. You know, he just... he sort of will sing with me. He's gotten out on stage and he just seems to really like it. He doesn't practice as much as I think he should, but yeah, you know, something.
I'm with you on that. I'm always negotiating with my kids to do it. Well, congratulations on the show and everything you've got going on. Listen to Queen of Hearts on iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. Jewel, thanks for checking in.
Thanks. It was nice to see you.
You too. Nice to see you. Take care.
All right. Bye. On with Mario Lopez.